What's up, everyone? It's Brittany, and welcome to another episode of One Hot Mess. Alrighty, my loves. Today, we're going to be talking about mindful social media use and cultivating positive interactions. All right, so social media, it has become an integral part of our lives, allowing us to connect with others, share our thoughts, and just stay updated on current events. But the constant influx of information and interactions can sometimes be overwhelming and even negative. So in today's episode, we are going to explore the concept of mindful social media use and how to cultivate positive interactions online. First of all, the importance of mindful social media use. And it refers to being intentional and aware of our online activities. It involves being conscious of how social media affects our emotions, mental health, and our overall well-being. And with the right approach, social media can be a powerful tool for personal growth, connection, and inspiration. But without mindfulness, social media can also become a source of stress, comparison, and negativity. Mindless scrolling, excessive exposure to negative content, and unconscious interactions can have a detrimental impact on our mental health and relationships. So, about cultivating positive interactions, here are some strategies to help you cultivate positive interactions on social media. So first things first, set intentions. Before logging into social media, set clear intentions for your online experience. Ask yourself what you hope to achieve and how you want to feel after using social media. And this will help you stay focused and avoid that mindless scrolling. Also, curate your feed, okay? Take control of your social media feed by following accounts that inspire and uplift you. Unfollow or mute accounts that consistently bring about negative emotions or comparison. Because remember, you have the power to control your own digital environment. Alrighty. Practice empathy. Treat others on social media with kindness and empathy. And remember that behind the scenes are real people with thoughts, feelings, and vulnerabilities. So before responding to a post or comment, just take a minute to consider how your words may be perceived and choose a compassionate approach. And of course, be authentic. Authenticity is key to building genuine connections online. So share your true thoughts, your true interests, and your true experiences. And don't be afraid to be vulnerable. It is through authenticity that we can create meaningful and supportive interactions. And guys, please try to limit screen time. Set boundaries around your social media usage. Spending excessive time online, it can take away from other meaningful activities and relationships. So try to like set specific time slots for social media and make sure to engage in offline activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. Now, what are the benefits of mindful social media use? Practicing mindfulness in our social media use can bring about numerous benefits, such as enhanced well-being by consciously choosing positive interactions, limiting exposure to negativity, and just taking breaks when needed. We can improve our well-being. Mindful social media use, it can reduce stress, anxiety, and feelings of social isolation. Authentic connections. When we approach social media with authenticity and empathy, we can build genuine connections with like-minded individuals, okay? We can find support, inspiration, and a sense of community. Then we got personal growth. Okay, so mindful social media use can be a powerful tool for personal growth. And by following accounts that inspire us, engaging in meaningful conversations, and learning from diverse perspectives, we can expand our knowledge and challenge our beliefs and foster personal development. Positive impact. So, social media, it has the potential to create positive change in the world. And by sharing uplifting content, raising awareness about important issues, and supporting causes that we believe in, we can contribute to a more compassionate and inclusive online community. And social media can be a source of stress or a catalyst for personal growth and connection. So it all just depends on how we approach it. And by practicing mindfulness, setting intentions, and cultivating positive interactions, we can create a more enriching and fulfilling online experience. Let us use social media as a tool for inspiration, learning, and spreading kindness. So, you guys, we are totally about to switch things up quite a bit, okay? From social media to how to fight spring fatigue. So let's get into it. Okay, so yes, I know it's super random from what we were just talking about, the whole social media thing. But yeah, now we're going to be talking about how to fight spring fatigue. I thought it was just important. So yeah, that's what we're going to do. Okay, all right. So as the seasons change and spring arrives, like it has done, many people find themselves experiencing a unique type of fatigue. And it's commonly known as spring fatigue, which I had never actually heard of. But this feeling of tiredness and lack of energy, it can be caused by a variety of factors ranging from biological to environmental. So in this episode, we are going to explore the causes of spring fatigue and discuss some effective strategies to fight that shit. Excuse my language. So the causes of spring fatigue could be, like I said, biological factors, daylight savings time, transition to daylight saving time. It can disrupt our sleep patterns and lead to feelings of fatigue. Makes sense to me, right? Doesn't it? Then there's allergies, because spring is notorious for triggering allergies, which can cause congestion, sneezing, and difficulty breathing, all of which contributes to tiredness. Then we have the environmental factors, like the change in the weather, the shift from cold, dark winter days to warmer and brighter spring days can affect our body's internal clock, leading to what? Fatigue. Increase in activity. Because with the arrival of spring, people tend to engage in more outdoor activities, which can cause physical and mental energy. Not cause it, it can exert it. Resulting in fatigue, of course. So, remedies to get rid of this spring tiredness. Number one is prioritize sleep, maintaining a consistent sleep schedule. Ensuring quality sleep can help combat fatigue. So create a relaxing bedtime routine. Avoid electronics before bed and keep your sleep environment cool and dark. Also, of course, you got to stay hydrated. So drinking adequate amounts of water can help keep your energy levels regulated and combat fatigue. So just carry a reusable water bottle with you as a reminder to stay hydrated throughout the day. And of course, you know, you got to exercise regularly. It can boost your energy levels. Aim for at least 30 minutes of moderate intensity exercise, such as brisk walking or cycling most days of the week. And of course, also eat a balanced diet. You've heard it time and time again, but incorporate a variety of nutrient-rich foods into your diet to provide essential vitamins and minerals that support energy production. Include whole grains, lean proteins, fruit, veggies, and healthy fats into your meals. And you always want to manage your stress, because chronic stress can contribute to fatigue. So if you can, try to find healthy ways to manage stress. Of course, like, you know, practicing mindfulness, meditation, deep breathing exercises, or engaging in hobbies and activities that you enjoy. So, y'all, spring fatigue is a common phenomenon that can affect our energy levels and overall well-being. And by understanding its causes and implementing effective strategies to fight it, we can thrive during the spring season. So, prioritize self-care, embrace the beauty of spring, and remember to listen to your body's needs, guys. All right, guys, that is it. Thank you so much for listening. As always, I appreciate it. Please, please make sure to hit that follow button, guys. And if you don't mind taking just a few minutes out of your day to review or rate my podcast, One Hot Mess, it would mean the world to me, guys, so I can get more attention and more followers listening to One Hot Mess. Anyways, I'll talk to you guys later and have a beautiful day.